Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put fright in me and now we flee from fallen leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then the knowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling it Pam. Made us worship the son of man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exhaust the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your dull, y'all magnify, y'all cut his grace.
Shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Again, I give all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel for allowing us to come before you once again on another program of Nothing But the Truth. For Yah has even allowed us to come through another week, protecting us against all hurt, harm, and danger. He's brought us through another night that we might praise his holy, righteous, and exalted name. So we thank the mighty Yah and praise the mighty Yah for his mercy endureth forever. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing you another program on Nothing But the Truth. And yes, it is true. All I'm going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. But who is this Yah that I speak of? Who is this Yah that has ordained and sent us to speak to you his words? For this Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, who you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. He's our lawgiver. He's our Savior, not just of Israel, but of the world. And today, on this second day of the week, we're going to try to conclude what our series, Yah Signs, Seasons, Days, and Years. And then we're going to go right into the holy days. Since the holy season is coming up, we're going to start tomorrow speaking about the great holy days that the Creator has given us. And there are seven holy days that our people should concern themselves with. And we're going to discuss these holy days beginning tomorrow. And we're going to show you how these holy days are all aligned with the Creator's signs, seasons, days, as well as years. We brought to you, and we start this discussion with the third sign, season, day, and year. And I may add, if you want a copy of any of our series or each lesson, because you didn't have time to record everything, or you just want a record for yourself, all you have to do is email us. If you need any of our literature, and we have literature on our signs, season, days, and years, as well as literature on calendar and anything else that you so desire that we are speaking of, just email us and give them the email, Moreyasha address.
HOYCINCY@gmail.com.
One more time.
HOYCIN is Nancy, CY@gmail.com.
You email us, then we will be sure to get you some information that you can read and study, or some things to listen to. Started again, speaking about the third sign, season, day, and year. And we brought to you the fourth sign, season, day, and year, as well as the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh. And I'll do just a little review on the seventh. And then we're going to try to conclude with the first sign, season, day, and year, as well as the second. Now, what do all this mean? What are Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years? Well, according to the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the Almighty said in the 14th verse, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven and let them divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, seasons, days, and years. And this is what we've been discussing, the very signs, seasons, days, and years of the lights. And not one time did we bring to you about a crescent, because it's not in the book. Not one time did we bring to you any phase of the moon. Because this is not the sign, season, day, and year that the Creator will have you to go searching and looking for, as our people have been doing. This custom was only learned by our enemies. And our enemies told us that in order for us to determine our months, we had to look for a moon. And so now what we, our people have been doing, is looking for a moon to determine their months. So really what they've been doing is looking for a month. Well, how can you look for a month? A month is a month. A month ain't nothing to look for. A year is nothing to look for. As a matter of fact, all the months is older than us. All the years is older than us. All the days is older than us. That's like looking for a day. A day ain't lost. A day has been here since the beginning of time. We don't have to go looking for no day. We don't have to go looking for a season. A season is before man. So what we need to do to look for a season is not lost. And if a day ain't lost, a season is not lost. The days are not lost. The years are not lost. Then how can the months be lost, where we have to go look and search? And the Almighty is doing things every single day, every single month, every single year, to wait for us to call the month, when the months are already in existence. Show you what King Solomon said so you can understand what I'm saying right now. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the very first chapter, turn there. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the very first chapter, watch what this says in the very fourth verse.
A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever.
Yeah, generations come and go, but the earth's still here.
The sun rises and the sun sets, hurrying to its return to its place.
Yeah, in other words, the sun riseth, the sun goeth down, then it hasteth to the place where he rose. Now, mind you, even though it says the sun arise and the sun goeth down, we got people tell you that the sun don't do nothing, and it stands still, and it's the earth that revolve around it. Regardless of what the earth do, the scriptures say the sun riseth and the sun goeth down, and you got people to try to disprove that. That's not accurate. That's not the truth. And when somebody try to disprove the truth, oftentimes it's backfired. Watch the sixth verse.
Gusting to the north, turning to the north, to the south, going as the wind returns in its cycles. All the streams flow to the sea.
And let me comment on that sixth verse. In the sixth verse, it says, the wind goeth toward the south and turneth about unto the north. It rolleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to its circuits. In other words, what this is showing you is that everything goes in a circle. Everything goes in a cycle. What goes up must come down. And everything is in a cycle. In the seventh verse, all the rivers run into the sea. Yet the sea is not full. And why? The reason it's not full, because it says, unto the place from whence the rivers come, there they return again. Why? It's just like man. Dust thou art, and dust shall thou return. Because everything goes into a cycle. Everything is in a circle. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Now watch this ninth verse.
The thing that hath been.
The thing that hath been.
It is that which shall be.
That's the thing that which shall be. In other words, this has already been. But what's been is the thing that which shall be.
And that which is done is that which shall be done.
And the thing that is done, whatever that thing is, it is the thing which shall be done.
And there is no new thing under the sun.
And there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new. And this is what we've been bringing to you. This is what we've been telling you. This is what we've been sharing with you. So you can begin to understand how to order your life. Now, you don't order it according to your own wisdom and your own understanding. Life is already ordered by Yah. And this is what we have to learn so that we can get ourselves together. 10th verse.
Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new.
See, this is new. This is a new thing that happened. No. Go ahead.
It has been already of old time, which was before us.
See, it's already been. Just because you don't know, that don't make it so. And there's a lot of things that you don't know. And people today, if they don't know it, especially if they don't know it, and then another person of their same hue, of their same kind, of their same lineage, of their same family, they're not going to believe it. They're not going to believe it. But this is what's really going on in the 11th verse.
There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after.
See, in other words, all the Creator did was wipe your memory. That's it. But if you have wisdom, wisdom would teach you there's nothing new under the sun. So what have we been teaching you and bringing forth to you? We let you know there's only seven different days. Only seven. Everything after 7 days is just a repeat. It's only seven different years. Everything after that is just being repeated. Because once the Creator got to seven, He brought things to an end, to a rest, to sanctification, and then He blessed it. And I don't care if it was the 7 year, the 7 month, the 7 day, the 7 born, the 7 whatever. you will see the purpose of Yah in that time. For there's a time and season for everything. Let's read that so we can understand this. In Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. Because when we start bringing to you the holy days, you're going to see, once again, what we're telling you is the truth. In the very first verse, in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, the first verse.
To everything there is a season.
To everything there is a season. So did I lie when I said everything has a season? No, I didn't lie. That's the word. Go ahead.
In a time to every purpose under the heaven.
And there's a time to how many purposes? Every purpose under the heaven. And if you was confused about what the Most High is talking about here, and yes, I said the Most High, some people think this is the wisdom of Solomon. Solomon don't have no wisdom. The only one got wisdom is the Most High. Who you think gave Solomon the wisdom? Who you think Solomon asked wisdom of? The Most High. So this don't belong to Solomon like this Solomon wisdom. Oh, man, that's Solomon wisdom. That's just some wise saying to Solomon. Who you think Solomon got this from? This didn't come from no Solomon. Yah put this in Solomon's mouth and his heart and his spirit to bring to you so you can have wisdom. Look what it says. So you can understand what this meant. Second verse.
A time to be born and a time to die.
And that's the truth. There's a time to die. And there's a time to be born. Now, these times, Yahweh know. He know these times. And all these times have purpose. How do I know that? Because it says it's a time to every purpose under heaven. So your birth have purpose. Even your death have purpose. So when we read about all in the book of Genesis, the sixth chapter, when the Almighty destroyed the earth by flood, there were some people that was connected with Noah that died. Because there's a time to die. And there's a time to be born. And we have to learn these times. Why? Because learning these times will help us to learn purpose. And why do we need purpose? Well, who don't want purpose? But also, it let us know when, what, and how Yah would do what he will do, when he will do it, and the purpose behind that very thing. You say, well, how are you going to know the thoughts of Yah? Well, you can't. The only way you know anything is that Yah revealed it himself. This is why the Most High said in the book of Amos, the third chapter, turn there. What are we discussing this evening? Yah signs, seasons, days, and years. And we're speaking about the second, the first and the second sign, season, day, and year. In Amos, the third chapter, starting at the very first verse, what do it say?
Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel. against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying.
And of course, he only going to speak his word against us because we the only one he gave his word to. And what did he have to say about his word?
You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities.
This is the only family that he has known in all the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. And we got to learn what iniquity is so you can understand what Yah is saying, what he's telling us, and what he is showing us. And look at the seventh verse. What do it say?
Surely Yahweh will do nothing.
He will do how many things?
Nothing. But he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets.
See, Yah is not about to do anything until he first reveal his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. Then he start acting, because Yah don't ever want no excuse to say, well, I didn't know Yah. You didn't tell us Yah. You didn't warn us Yah. You didn't give us a heads up, Yah. If you'd have gave us a heads up, then I could have made the decision myself. If you'd have let us know and gave us a sign or something, Yah, at least I could have chose or rejected. And that's why he sent the prophets. Let me show you in the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter. Because Yah know you. He know the excuses you're going to make. So Yah gave you the answer to your own question. Why didn't you warn us, Yah? Why you didn't tell us, Yah? Why you didn't give us a heads up, Yah? And he's going to let you know I did. But you rejected me. Watch what the Creator said in Ezekiel, the third chapter, the fourth verse.
And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language whose words thou canst not understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee.
That's why I tell people all the time that Yah already know who will hearken and who will not hearken unto him. And there's a lot of people he didn't send his word to, but he know if he has sent his word to them, they would have hearkened. So a lot of times people say, well, what about my mother? What about my father? What about some of the friends I had? What about this person? What about that person? What about these people and that people? See, y'all worried about the wrong thing because y'all know who will hearken or not. What you need to concern yourself with is whether you will hearken or not, not whether somebody else will hearken or not, because y'all know them. Continue reading.
But to the house of Israel will not hearken unto you, for they will not hearken unto me, for all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted.
So we already know we're going to be rejected. We come in with the understanding we're going to be rejected. So that's nothing for us. Go ahead.
Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears, and go, get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them. And tell them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear.
Look, the Almighty here profits in every captivity we've been under. We have prophets in Egypt, in Yashin, when we were went into captivity in Egypt. We have prophets in Babylon. Yashin prophets to them in captivity. All through the book of Judges, when the Philistines and the Assyrians and other people came into our land and took our people, the Almighty will raise up judges who he called prophets. What do you think Deborah was? She was a judge, but she also was a prophetess. Now, are we to believe? Are we to think? Are we to reason and commune with our own self and say all the other captivities, all of them, Yah did not forsake us. He sent us his prophets, his servants, the prophets. But in this captivity, he didn't send us none. In this captivity, we don't even know one prophet of Yah. Do that sound reasonable to you? That this captivity where we sent all over the world, no prophets, and we don't know none. And don't want to know none. And ain't looking for none. Because the only reason you will look for a prophet is that you're looking for the word of Yah. That's the only reason to look for one. Prophet has no other relevance other than the fact that he's speaking, thus says Yah. But our people don't know any. Well, you can trick yourself if you want to, because that's all you're doing. Yah said, what have been is what shall be. And what shall be have already been. And Elohim required that which is past. See, Yah don't change. And what you have to do is learn the true and living words of Elohim. And let me show you an example what I mean about the various times, signs, seasons, days, and years of Yah. Go to the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, and as I said before, we're going to discuss sign one, season one, year one, just one period. And watch what the Creator said in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, the first and second verse.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Yeah, this is the first month of the year to you. And not only is the first month of the year to you, it is the beginning of months. In other words, there's a lot of other months, but this one is the beginning of months. Now, the way our people believe, you would think the Almighty Moses is looking up in the sky, and the Almighty is down on earth with him, and he's telling Moses, look, this is the beginning of months. This is the first month of the year to you, as if the Almighty is pointing to a moon. See, Moses, this is the beginning of months. And no, that is not how this was done at all. As a matter of fact, as I was looking throughout the scriptures and meditating on the scriptures, I wanted to see where Yah came to Moses at night, period. And I still hadn't found it. And we know Moses, the Almighty never came to Moses in visions and dreams. Anytime he talked to Moses, it was face to face, as a man speaketh unto a friend. Now you might see the Almighty speak to Moses from a burning bush. You might see him call out to him from the cloud, and you might see him call out to him from the midst of a fire. But you won't see where Moses is asleep and Yah coming to him. And you won't see him at night point up to a moon. No, this is just false teachings. When the Almighty talked about the beginning of months, he was talking about when this was born, when the months was born. And we know the months was born on the fourth day. We've been going through all these things. It was born on the fourth day. And the fourth day started like all the other days. And let me tell you how it started. It started in the morning. Not at night, but in the morning. Now, how can you have a day starting in the morning, a year starting in the morning, but a month starting at night or in the evening? Well, you don't. Because that will be a false balance. That would be inconsistency. And everything about the Almighty is the truth. If a day starts in the morning, then a month gonna start in the morning. And if a month, what you think a day is? A day is part of the month. What you think a year is? That's a month is part of the year. So they have to all commence at the same time. If they didn't, then this will be total confusion. Again, this says, this month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And the first month is always the best, or not the best, but it's the beginning. And what did the Creator say about the beginning? Just show you something he said about the beginning. I think this, you're going to find this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter. Is it 22 or 21st? Let's see. And watch what this says in Deuteronomy 21, verse 15.
It's a man... If a man have two wives.
If a man have two wives, and I know a lot of women don't want to read that, but hey, listen, it ain't my words. This is word of Yah. If a man have two wives.
One beloved and another hated, and they have borne him children, both the beloved and the hated. And if the firstborn son be hers that was hated, then it shall be, when he maketh his sons to inherit that which he hath, that he may not make the son of the beloved firstborn before the son of the hated, which is indeed the firstborn. But he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he hath, for he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his.
Yeah, because the firstborn is the beginning of his strength. So the beginning of months, that's going to be our strength, because the beginning represents what Yah did in the beginning. And what did he do in the beginning? In the beginning, the Creator said, let there be light. And there was light. And that's what the beginning represents. And what do the light represent? The light represents the word of Yah. This is why the Creator said to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Because light was in the beginning. And not only was in the beginning, and I may add, one might say, well, darkness was in the beginning too. But yeah, the Almighty didn't say he saw the darkness that it was good. He didn't say that. He said he saw the light that it was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. And why? Because he saw that the light was good. He didn't say darkness represent my law. He said the light is. He said the commandment is a lamp and the light is the law. And that's what the beginning represents. That's why when a person is born, now they can see light. Because now their eyes is open to behold the wonders of Yah. This is the beginning of his strength. Furthermore, go to the book of Numbers. Numbers, the 28th chapter. Because once you begin to learn how to order things and what comes before the beginning, well, the beginning is the beginning. What comes before the first? The first is the first. There's no word for before the first. Watch what the Creator said in the book of Numbers, the 28th chapter. I just want you to see this. In Numbers 28. The very first verse.
In Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, my offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire for a sweet savor unto me shall ye observe to offer unto me in their due season.
Now you're going to have to offer this in their due season. The word season comes from the Hebrew word moedim, which just means appointed time, set time. And you're going to see what this set time is, and it's going to have nothing to do with the moon. And watch what it says.
And thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by fire which ye shall offer unto Yahweh, two lambs of the first year, without spot day by day, for a continual burnt offering.
In other words, these lambs, you offer two a day. And you notice it said day by day. It didn't say day and night. It could have easily said the first year without spot, day and night. No, it said day by day because it wanted you to know this. You do this in a day. You don't do this at night. For a continual burnt offering, it's going to let you know when to do it. Fourth verse.
The one lamb shall thou offer in the morning.
And what are we talking about? We're talking about one. We're talking about the first. We're talking about Yah's order. his signs, seasons, days, and years. This is number one. This is first. And he said, the one shall thou offer in the morning. Why in the morning? Because the morning is first. The morning is one. The morning is the beginning. And then it says what?
In the other lamb.
And I may add, when it say the other lamb, in Hebrew it say the second lamb.
Shall thou offer at even.
Now how even is first, but you offer it second? That's some voodoo I don't know nothing about. The one lamb in the morning, and the second lamb thou shalt offer at even, not at night, because evening is a part of the day. It's just the last part of the day, and morning is the beginning part of the day, and the morning is a very small part of the day. I know you have people teaching that the morning is from when the light rises to midday. That's not, morning ain't all through no midday. That's some Jewish teaching. Morning is just a little brief part. The word morning comes from the Hebrew word boker, which means the break of day. It's when the day is breaking. And as soon as the sun rise and up and have dominion, you just got day now. And then the evening is just a small part of the day. Now the sun has gone down and it's no longer ruling, but there's some twilight there that is ruling. This is what we are to do. What are we to do on the Sabbath day? Ninth verse.
And on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year, without spot, and 2/10 deals of flour for a meat offering, mingle with oil, and the drink offering thereof. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath day, beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering.
And this is the verse I want to get to, the 11th verse.
And in the beginnings of your month.
In the beginnings of your month. Not the beginning of your moons. In the beginning of your moon, it started. If you think this is a moon, then that would mean that we begin to sacrifice and make these offerings at night. Because that's when the moon come out. No, this is the beginning of your months, not the beginning of your moon. We don't start making a sacrifice that evening. They all begin to come in the morning. Watch what it says.
And in the beginnings of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering unto Yah. Two young bullocks and one ram, seven lambs of the first year without spot, and 3/10 deals of flour for a meat offering, mingle with oil for one bullock, and 2/10 deals of flour for a meat offering, mingle with oil for one ram, and a several 10th deal of flour mingle with oil for a meat offering unto one lamb, for a burnt offering for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yahweh.
And let me show you one more thing while we're here. In Numbers, the 29th chapter, the first verse. Because some people, under the erroneous impression that the beginning of your month is the same as the first day of your month. But watch this. Numbers 29 and 1.
And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets unto Yahweh. And ye shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet savor unto Yah. One bullock, one ram, and seven lambs of the first year without blemish.
Now, think about this. It don't take a rocket scientist. In the 11th verse, read the 11th verse again so you'll know what the offering is in the beginning of your months.
And in the beginnings of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering unto Yah. Two young bullocks. And one ram.
One ram.
Seven lambs of the first year. Without spot.
Without spot. Now let's add that up. You got two young bullocks. That's two. One ram. You got three. Seven lambs. That's 10 bees. No matter how you add it, it's 10 bees. Seven plus one plus two. It's 10. Now, let's add up Numbers 29 and 1. Or read the second verse.
And ye shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet savor unto Yah, one young bullock, one ram, and seven lambs of the first year without spot.
Now let's add them up. Seven lambs, one ram, one young bullock. That's nine. Now, if these are the same day, how can you do two different offerings? Even in the daily offerings, you do the same type of offering. One is just in the morning and the other one in the evening. As a matter of fact, the scriptures say the second one has to be like the first one. But here, we got 10 beasts on one in the beginning of your months, and then we have 9 beasts on the first day of the 7th month. Two different offerings altogether. You might say, well, there's just one beast off. Yeah, because they're just one day off. That's why. And this is what I'm trying to show you. Because you got to know the beginning. And our people don't know their beginning. And we brought to you the ending from the beginning. For example, go to the book of Ezekiel 46. Because these are Yah's signs, seasons, days and years. And this is what it says. First verse.
Thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days. But on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new month it shall be opened.
In the day of the new month, it could have easily said the first day of the month. But it said in the day of the new month it shall be opened. Go ahead. And you might say, well, that it means the first day. All right, well, if you want to add first day, you can. But be admonished. The Almighty said, don't add to his word and don't take away from it. Continue reading.
And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening.
Why? Because Yah wanted these gates open all day long, but then in the evening time, he wanted these gates shut down. Go ahead.
Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yahweh in the Sabbaths and in the new months.
In other words, not only the people were to worship, but the various sacrifices and everything supposed to happen between that time. So in the new months, in the beginning of the month, the gates was open. And then the evening, it was shut. It was shut down. In the Sabbath, it was in open. It was open. And in the evening, it was shut down. And the new month is not going to start at a different time the Sabbath start. The Sabbath start in the morning, and the new month start in the morning. Because every day start in the morning. These are not going to be two different times. And these are some of the things we got to learn so we know Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years. And no matter if it's the first covenant, Yah is going to make his word be known. And you're going to see in the first holy day, Yah is going to make his word be known. And that's why you see in the first month, Yah is going to let his word be known. Also in the first year. And we're going to bring this to you in greater detail. And watch this. Speaking of the second. Because this is what we're trying to bring to you. We believe, or Israel believed, that we, the various signs, seasons, days, years, we got to find them out. We got to find them, discover them. And we make signs be signs. Look at the, what was that thing they just had? The, eclipse. Look at the signs of Yah. There's nothing in the book about an eclipse. Nothing. But that's what we're talking about. That's not what Yah talking about. Look, there's going to be a full moon. It's going to be orange. That only happened 7 times every 100 years. And this is the Yah said nothing about that. These are things that we're saying. We're talking about, look how many earthquakes it's been. Look how many this has been, that has been. And, but Yah gave us our signs, seasons, days, and years. And he already let us know he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. And if it's something that Yah has revealed, bring it to us. Let us know that we might see and search it out to see if it be true. Watch this in the book of Exodus 40. One time I was asked if we were just fell out of space. Alien took us up. Earth was destroyed. And then the alien just dropped us back on Earth. And there was nothing. And all we had, and all we can see, was the sun, moon, and the stars. And as well, how would we know our months? And how would we know our days? And they said, well, all we got to do is look at the phases of the moon. And then this will determine everything. Well, if this can determine everything, then why people got to add another month that don't exist? Why they have to add days that you'll never see? They just adding things. You wouldn't have to add nothing. Then they said, well, that's because Yah changed season. Just think, how are you going to change something that you never had right in the first place, all over the scriptures, speaking about our months? You'll read all over the scriptures about a first month, all over the scriptures about a second month, all over the scriptures about a third month, all over the scriptures about a fourth month, all over the scriptures about a fifth month, a sixth month, a seventh month, a eighth month. I'd be a fool to talk about there's no eighth month and ninth month, and then I can see in a book an eighth month and a ninth month. I'd be a fool to say, man, it ain't no 10 month. And I said, well, what's this? Look in the book of Ezekiel. Look in the book of Jeremiah. Look in the book of Genesis. Look in the book of this book, that book, that book. All over the scriptures, there is an 11th month. All over the scriptures, I can read about the 12th month. And nowhere, and I mean absolutely nowhere, can I read about a 13th month. Is that a coincidence? Is that irony? Is that some test? I'm going to see if they're going to believe it, so I'm not going to put it in a book. But all the other months are in the book. This is what we want you to see. Watch this in the book of Exodus 40. We dropped out of the sky. There's only one way you're going to know Yah's signs, season, days, and years. It's the revelations. Yah will have to show you and teach you these things. Why do you think the Almighty went to Moses and said, this is the beginning of your month? This is the first month of the year to you. If we had a sun, moon, and stars then, so why did Moses have to know the beginning of month and we already had the sun, moon, and stars? Because even though he can see the sun and see the moon and see the stars, the Almighty wanted him to know the truth about the sun, moon, and stars. And ask yourself, is this what Yah told you and came and told you that we should be going by? In Exodus, the 40th chapter, the 17th verse, watch what it says.
And it came to pass in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up.
Yeah, it says in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was set up. Now, ask yourself, why? Why did this happen in the second year, first of all? Why they couldn't rear the tabernacle up in the first year? And I may add, it wasn't reared up in the first year. The very first time this thing was reared up was in the second year, because the tabernacle represented the Yah's name. Prior to this, anytime Moses went to talk to the Most High, he did it in a little tent. After Yah took his cloud and went above the tent, and then Moses was going to this tent. It wasn't a tabernacle. It was called the Tent of Meeting. But then the Almighty, in the second year, had him make a tabernacle for him to come to. And why was it done in the first month? Because didn't I tell you that the first is the beginning of your strength? And what is the beginning of our strength? The beginning of our strength is the word of Yah. That's what came to us first. And why the first day? Because that's when the Almighty said, on the first day, let there be light, and there was light. And what was this light? It was the word of Yah. It was his word. But then when our people found a home, which was King David, for the name of Yah, this is what happened. Now, this is the second sign, season, day, and year, as what we're reading, when this was done. See, the only way we know our seasons, our signs, the years and the days, is through revelation. You can look at a moon from Kingdom Come, and it'll never tell you that's the third month. Because the moon do the same thing, everything. The only reason you say that's the third month is because you're looking at other things to count from. But what if it's a famine and you've seen the moon? Where would you count from then? Because every month or every moon, the moon looked the same. You had nothing else to go by. You might ask me the same thing. Well, what you going to go by for the months? Yah. I'm going to go by Yah. That's who's going to tell me in a time of famine. That's who's going to tell me in a time of darkness. That's who's going to tell me in a time of light. That's who know everything. And this is what we're trying to get you to see. We're not like other people. Watch what the scripture says in the book of 2 Chronicles. The third chapter. The second verse. What do it say? First and second verse.
Then Solomon began to build the house of Yah at Jerusalem in the Mount Moriah, where Yahweh appeared unto David his father, in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And he began to build in the second day of the second month, in the fourth year of his reign.
Yeah, he began to build in the second. Why the second day? And why the second month? And why the fourth year? Because this is Yah's sign, season, days, and year. Yah consistent. He does the second because it represents his name. It represents what he has ordained and coming down through heaven. And whether it's the second month, second day, second born, it don't matter. And likewise, the fourth, because he's doing it for his praise. That's why when the scriptures say that this month shall be the beginning of months, it shall be the first month of the year unto you. Do you know what begin all months? Well, it occurs on, it was created, it was made, it was designed on the fourth day. And why? Because Yah didn't want nothing to begin without his praise. So this is why it began on the fourth. Then you say, well, what about the first day? If he didn't want nothing to begin without his praise, well, little do people know that when he made the lights of heaven, it was for signs, season, days, and years. So the first sign, the first season, the first day, the first year was on the fourth. Then you had the fifth day. That's one day of the month. The sixth day, that's the second day of the month. The Sabbath day was the third day of the month. And then it went right back to the beginning of the week. The fourth day of that month, the very first month, is the first day. In other words, on the fourth day was the beginning of the month. It's when the lights began for his praise. And then you get around right back to the first day. That was the fourth day of the month, which still represents his praise. No wonder the very first, and we'll get into it tomorrow, holy day is the Sabbath day, which is the fourth commandment. No wonder the very first place that was built for the name of Yah, that Solomon built, that resting place, was in the fourth year, that everybody would come to in the Sabbaths and the new months. No wonder when Moses came out of the mount from being there 40 days and 40 nights, he came out in the fourth month. And what did he come out with? The word of Yah on two tablets of stone. No wonder when it was time to bring Yah an offering, the very first offering that we will read about in the scriptures that man brought to the Most High. Let me show you that. You'll read it in Genesis, the fourth chapter. And why the fourth chapter? Because there's a time and season for everything. And let me show you this. You're not even going to read an offering before this. And watch what it says in Genesis, the fourth chapter, the third verse.
And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Yahweh.
An offering unto Yah, because this is the very first offering that you would even read about that man brought to the Most High. Go ahead.
And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock.
And he brought of the firstlings of his flock.
And of the fat thereof.
And the fat thereof.
And Yahweh had respect unto Abel
and
his offering.
And he had respect unto Abel and to his offering.
But unto Cain and unto his offering he had not respect.
No respect for Cain's offering.
And Cain was very wroth.
And Cain was very wroth.
And his countenance fell.
And see, what you would have told the Most High, well, it's the thought that counts. Y'all don't care nothing about your thoughts. Y'all want you to care about his thoughts. He don't care nothing about your ways. He wants you to care about his ways. This is why he's teaching you these things. But these are Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years. This is what Yah would do in his time. This is how we know the times, because we know what Yah would do in these times. And so we never have to be surprised or shocked. So when our people went out the land as captives, you can take it to the bank. It was always the same time, because that's when Yah would do what he would do. And I've been showing you the various different the seven different times that Yah gave us. Yes, it's only seven different ones. And everything is just a repeat of that. Everything. And we're going to bring to you these seven holy days. But let me show you a couple more scriptures. Not only this is the first offering that the Creator gave, or that was made by man, let me show you something Creator let us know in the book of Genesis, the second chapter. Because we're talking about the first and we're talking about the second. In the book of Genesis, the second chapter. And I want you to read, starting at the 18th verse.
And Yahweh Elohim said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him."
So in other words, so by the time you get to two, the Almighty says it's not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. In other words, a lot of people say, well, these are two different in the first chapter of Genesis. That's Adam and his wife. But in the second chapter, this is a whole nother creation, a whole nother man. No, it's not. In Genesis, the second chapter, all this letting you know is what Yah would do to represent his name. These are the things that Yah did. And Yah came down from heaven to marry man and woman, to bring woman unto man, to design and make a woman for man. And why? Because it wasn't good. Yah saw. He said, "It is not good that man should be alone." Who else was going to design something for man and create something for man if it wasn't the Creator himself? And yes, Yah did this thing. And look how Yah did it in the 21st verse. And you notice when Yah made two, it was in Genesis, the second chapter. Why? Because the Almighty said, "Let every matter be established by two or more witnesses." And here it is. He got man. It's him. And now he's making woman. Go ahead.
And Yahweh Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which Yahweh Elohim had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed."
And any time our foreparents left their mother and father, they went to go get a wife. In other words, when Isaac didn't even leave, and what happened? They went to get a wife for him. As soon as Ishmael got grown enough and was settled in a place where him and his mother went, she found him a wife. As soon as Jacob was departed out of his father and mother house, they told him exactly where to go and exactly what to do. go get you a wife. Because if you don't do that first, if you don't go get a wife, you know what you're going to do. All you're going to do is make a bunch of women whores. And this is why you need to order everything that you do. Of course, to get a wife, there's some things that you got to have. And why? Because everything about the Most High is order. And let me show you that. Go to the book of Deuteronomy. Since we're talking about the first, the second, well, let me show you the first thing you should be doing as a man. Since it's not good for a man to be alone. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter, starting at the first verse.
When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for Yahweh thy Elohim is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.
So if Yah is with you, who you don't have no reason to fear anybody, because Yah is with you. Even if they have more horses and more soldiers and more guns, you don't fear them. But if Yah is not with you, I feel for you. Continue reading.
And it shall be, when ye are come nigh unto battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For Yahweh your Elohim is he that goeth with you, to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. And officers shall speak unto the people, saying, What man is there that hath built a new house, and hath not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man dedicate it.
Yeah, because that's the first thing a man should have. He should have him a house. Go ahead.
And what man is he that hath planted a vineyard, and hath not eaten of it? Let him go also and return unto his house, lest he die in battle, and another man eat of it.
And the second thing a man should have is a garden.
And what man is there that hath betrothed a wife and hath not taken her? Let him go and return unto his house, lest he die in battle, and another man take her.
Yeah, because now you have something for your wife to live in. You have the food to provide for her. Now go get your wife. But how do it look? I don't have a house. I don't have no food. And I go live with her. And I go stay with her. And I eat her food. This is all out of order. And y'all want us to put these things back in order. That's why we must know his signs, seasons, days, and years. Because it put everything back in order. Look in the book of Jeremiah 29. Starting at the fourth verse.
J- Jeremiah 29, verse 4. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives.
Now, these are captives. They in captivity. Watch what it says.
Whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. First, build your house. Go ahead.
Plant gardens and eat the fruit of them.
Sound like we're reading the law. Because we are reading the law.
Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters. And take wives for your sons and daughters and give your daughters to husbands. And take ye wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished.
So this is the order in which you follow according to Yah. We don't have to trust in our own wisdom or in our own understanding. We must trust in the Most High. And this is how we trust in the Most High, in the book of Isaiah 42. And this is an indictment the Almighty have against our people, but not against His servant. Because the Creator said in Isaiah 42, in the 16th verse, what do we say?
And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them.
And not forsake them. Because, yeah, there's a lot of crooked things, and I don't understand why we won't humble ourselves and just tell the truth. There's a lot of crooked things, and there's a lot of darkness that got have to be made light. And this is the other indictment. 22nd verse, or starting at the 21st verse.
Yahweh is well pleased for His righteousness' sake.
I mean, He's well pleased for His righteousness' sake.
He will magnify the law and make it honorable.
Yeah, He's going to do that because He's so pleased with His righteousness' sake. He's going to magnify the law. He's going to illuminate it. He's going to make it clear because the law is light. So He's going to make that light bigger and larger like a magnifying glass so that you can see His truth. And He's going to make it honorable. Something you can live with, something you can believe in, and something that you can do. And it says in the 22nd verse,
but this is a people robbed and spoiled.
Robbed and spoiled, so I can understand why you have such doubt, because you've been robbed and spoiled.
They are all of them snared in holes.
Yeah, you snared in holes. That means you can't get out yourself. You can't get above yourself. You can't even get out your own way because you're snared in holes.
They are hid in prison houses.
And now you're in prison houses. And not just literal prison houses, but even the prison house of your mind. In other words, you just cannot even let the teachings, the beliefs, the ideologies of your enemies go. Because you're in prison houses.
They are for a prey.
They are for a prey.
And none delivereth.
And there's nobody trying to deliver you out of this thing. They want you to just believe what you want to believe. And I believe what I want to believe. And we just stay together. And then we just come together on what we agree on. But just believe what you want to believe, and I'll believe what I want to believe, and then kumbaya on the things we see eye to eye together. Nobody trying to deliver the next person out of the madness, out of the confusion, out of the lies, out of deceit, out of the spell, the voodoo, the spell, the matrix that we've been under. None deliver it. And watch what it says.
And none delivereth for spoil, and none saith restore.
And none said restore. Who gonna just stand up and say, let's restore this thing? Let's get stuff back in order. Well, there's only one gonna say that. And that is Yah's servant. That's who's trying to deliver you. That's why the crooked things have to be made straight. That's why the darkness has to be made light. That's why you got to be brought by a way that you didn't even know. A way that you had not even considered. If you want to be restored. But most don't. And they're going to tell you what I just told you. Don't listen to that. Don't concern yourself with that. Don't worry about that. Don't believe that. Well, it's up to you. You've been told. Whether you are here or whether you forbear. Tomorrow, start on Yah's 7 holy days. And until then, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yah, do I lift up my soul?